This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at wheat markets for Monday, November 28th. Well, much of the early part of last week was spent with wheat markets just kind of working their way lower into the normal seasonal pattern. And then Friday we come in, we actually were higher to start the session. And by the end of the day, the markets were under quite a bit of pressure, especially in Chicago, leading the way lower with an outside day lower and down as much as 20 cents at one point, settling down about 16. So it's a pretty rough day on Friday for the wheat space again after starting out higher, looking like it was going to be a quiet session, and then we just got blasted to the downside. It was option expiration, and I think that probably had something to do with it, and it was mostly based in Chicago. Kansas City was fairly quiet, Minneapolis was pretty much unchanged, so we didn't have a lot of action in those two markets. So for the week, Chicago was down 25 cents, Kansas City down 12, Minneapolis was up 6. Corn was unchanged and soybeans were up 8. So most of the action for the week seemed to be centered in Chicago wheat. Corn has been relatively flat, basing in a sideways pattern in a fairly narrow trading range, as we are starting to see some demand pick up for U.S. corn, but it's certainly not competitive worldwide, and we're still seeing quite a bit of competition from Brazil and Ukraine in the corn space. In soybeans, the markets there are seeing a lot of demand coming from China. Even with all the lockdowns, China seems to be on a bit of a buying spree here. So after the weekend, we'll have to see how that continues, because there's just major protests going on across the country against these COVID lockdowns. So it's creating some disruption in their markets. It's clearly going to create disruptions in supply chain. That was going to happen with the lockdowns anyway. But, you know, the markets are not liking what they're seeing going on politically with China. And that's going to create probably some blowback here, probably some weakness in stock markets here. Chinese stock markets are under pressure. The U.S. dollar started out stronger on the night session. It's lower now. So this might trigger more of a broader world slowdown economically. China is a powerhouse. They're the second largest economy in the world. And slowdowns there pretty much create drags everywhere else in the world too. But getting back to the grain space, and in particular wheat, you know, the pressure coming from wheat is primarily from Russia. They've had a huge crop, the biggest crop by far they've ever grown, and they plan to export a lot of it, more than they've ever exported. And they're having success doing that with the re-upping the agreement with the trade corridor. They are having quite a bit of success. In fact, it looks like November exports are going to be double what they were a year ago. So they're on a rapid pace, and it doesn't look to be slowing down. The weather there has remained mild. As long as the ports are open, they're going to be moving wheat. And they're able to move wheat all winter long, but as long as all their ports are open with the mild weather, that just keeps pressure on the market. My thinking over the last several weeks had been that wheat would settle into a trading range through the winter, probably between $8 and $9. That trading range clearly needs to be revisited. I think, you know, at the bottom end of the range at $8, we were importing wheat from Poland. So obviously that is not going to be a floor to the market. Typically that would suggest that that's going to be a ceiling to the market. So I'm going to have to lower that high end of the trading range if, in fact, we're going to be in a range. It's probably going to be more like 8.25 or maybe 8 as the market just continues to drop here. So we're going to have to readjust those parameters. But I just don't see the wheat market being able to sustain much to the upside. I think we'll carve out a low here seasonally. The markets tend to sell off into the November, late November, right around Thanksgiving. I think the market is probably flushing out to the downside with Friday's action. And then the night session here today, we've had some pressure in the wheat market to start. And it looks like we're getting a little bit of a bounce coming out of the night session, but you know, we'll see what the day session gives us. I expect that we're going to find a bottom here over the next few days. We're pretty close to the August low in Chicago. We're well above that in KC and Minneapolis. So we're kind of looking at Chicago to find support at that significant low that was carved out in mid-August. That's where I would expect the market probably will find support, which is right around 765 to 770 on the March contract. I think that we'll probably stop selling off there. Markets will bounce around, but the top side probably on the March contract will become 820 or so, and that's probably where we'll settle in for the trading range. I think that the winter will offer some support for wheat. You know, we're not going to completely fall out of bed, even with the massive crop coming out of Russia. Argentina has a short crop, that's hard red winter wheat. Here in the United States, our plantings are in rough shape, that's hard red winter wheat. Of course, Russia is also hard red winter wheat. So there's kind of an offset there. But I don't think the wheat market is going to, you know, turn into a longer-term bear market until we see what our own crop looks like. And we're going to need some near-ideal weather to get that crop home. And that's a heavy lift, considering it's off to a very poor start. But on the flip side, you know, the market's going to be responding to demand through the next few months, and Russia is going to be able to pretty much fill anybody's needs around the world. They have made inroads across all corners of the globe, and they will be selling there. Even Brazil, which is very particular about the quality wheat they import, you know, with Argentina's short crop, it would make sense that Brazil would turn to Russia for some of that wheat. Now, Russia does have a fair amount of feed quality wheat available, but most of that's going to be coming out of the Siberia region, which is spring wheat. They had a lot of rain on that mature wheat, so that's they've got plenty of feed wheat there, but that's not what's going to be the primary supply coming out of the export region, which is the southern region of Russia, right around the Black Sea. Argentina is offering their farmers another round of soybean sales at using an exchange rate that's about 39% above where it settled on Friday. So basically they're goosing their cash price for farmers, trying to get another wave of selling to generate some cash before the end of the year. In Iran, some interesting things going on there other than their complaining about the World Cup soccer. They are having trouble actually opening their lines of credit for corn and wheat imports that they've got lined up. Ships are waiting. They're in demurrage situations because Iran can't get the lines of credit opened to pay these guys. So that's an interesting development. What they're going to do with those vessels is hard to say. They might try to divert them, but they're already at the port waiting for the money to be released. So this is a political issue. It's a financial issue with Iran. We'll keep an eye on that, but I'm not sure what that means, bullish or bearish, but it is going to slow down some shipments to Iran if sellers don't feel confident that they're going to be able to get paid and offload the vessels. That just makes more wheat and corn available elsewhere, but still, it's worth noting what's going on over there. Weather-wise, we've got good conditions in South America for Brazil. The southern regions of Brazil had been turning a little dry, but it looks like they've got some nice rain coming, so they should be fine. So this sets Brazil up for a huge corn and soybean crops. They've got near ideal weather conditions for those crops, and they are planting fence row to fence row. In Argentina, it's not quite as good. They've had some rains following a drought year that hurt their wheat crop. They don't have a lot of rain in the near-term forecast. As we get into December, it's going to be much more critical. That's the most important part of their growing season, December, January. So they're going to need something here fairly soon to get things rolling. But for now, they're still in a dry pattern across much of Argentina. So short term, look for wheat to carve out a low here. If we get a reversal up, I would take that as a buy signal. I think the market will settle into a range, probably test the top end of the range, probably move another 40, 50 cents higher. And then again, around that 820 level, I think will probably be the high end of the range for the March Chicago wheat. And we'll just trade it back and forth from there. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.